Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of February 2018. Supreme Court. While hearing a PIL relating to solid waste man management plan across the states, has observed that it does not want Delhi to become a model for the entire country. Supreme Court has stayed a Madras High Court order that asked the Tamil Nadu government to stop sand quarrying in the state within 6 months and ban opening new quarries. Maldives President Abdullah Amin has declared a state of emergency, ordered security forces into the Supreme Court and arrested a former president, in moves the opposition called a purge in the Indian Ocean Island nation. Supreme Court has questioned a proposal by the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, to bring changes to the Master Plan of Delhi 2021 to protect traders from the ongoing ceiling drive in the capital, and has slammed the authority for refusing to learn from past tragedies. Supreme Court has said that all steps were required to be taken to tackle air pollution, otherwise the government health programs would completely go haywire and people will fall sick since 13 out of the 20 most polluted cities in the world are in India. Supreme Court has pulled up Center for adopting a callous approach on the issue of installation of CCTVs in courts and tribunals for recording judicial proceedings and sought a status report on the work done on it till now. Supreme Court has dismissed an appeal by Hotel Leela Venture Limited and asked it to pay 258 crore rupees to the Airports Authority of India, AAI, as royalty for possession of its property near Mumbai International Airport. Supreme Court has proposed the election date for Bar Council of Kerala to the 18th of March 2018 from the 25th of March 2018 by modifying the election schedule notified by Bar Council of India. Bombay High Court has dismissed two petitions challenging the legal validity of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to function as a government enforcement agency. Bombay High Court, while asking the State Transport Department to collect data on the number of accidents in the past few years involving school buses, has said that conscious awakening of parents has to be there for proper implementation of rules governing school bus safety. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to use satellite mapping of wetlands to protect them from destruction. Delhi High Court has allowed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea calling for 2 DDCA documents in connection with a defamation suit filed against him by Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. Madras High Court has set aside a lower court order paving the way for reopening a defamation case against superstar Rajinikanth. Madras High Court has said that the use of corn speakers, loudspeakers in public places shall be banned, restricted in the interest of public and more particularly, the children and aged persons. Madras High Court has upheld validity of new eligibility conditions imposed by a special committee, chaired by Advocate General Vijay Narayan, for lawyers to contest in ensuing elections to Bar Council of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. NCDRC has said that mere mention of a owner's risk on the parking tag does not absolve a hotel of liability if a vehicle goes missing from its parking space and it will be construed as negligence.